Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Dobrý večer and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast with Piotr Coleman and Travis Dole.
Well, 2020 has been a bit of a dumpster fire. I think most of us can agree upon that. But the holiday season is upon us, and Christmas is a time of hope and giving. And you'll see that even through this course of the hard times we have in the latter part of 2020. We're all hopeful that 2021 is going to be better, but until then, we have the Christmas time right in front of us. It's been a difficult time here in 2020 for many European nations trying to celebrate the Christmas season. From Nuremberg to Dresden to Vienna, and of course here in Prague, many Christmas markets are closed. There might be a Christmas tree out, and there'll definitely be some shoppers, but it's not quite what it used to be. Well, we're going to get a little nostalgic here on DYK and talk about Christmas of the past here in Prague. We're going to also talk about those unique Christmas traditions in Czech Republic that make things so special here in Central Europe. So without further ado, let's get started on our Advent calendar as we approach the Christmas season, heading from St. Martin's Day in November to St. Nicholas Day in early December. Czechs start getting into the Christmas seasonal mood in early November with the observance of the feast day of St. Martin, also known as Martinmas, on November 11th. It is a time to showcase the season's young wine and a feast on roasted goose. It is also a time to welcome the Christian Roman soldier to town atop his noble steed. You see, one of the fun traditions here is waiting for what color horse St. Martin will be riding upon come November 11th. Children will gather in Czech town squares across the Republic, waiting for Martin's arrival that would foretell of a warm or snowy winter. If on a white horse, a snowy Christmas. Conversely, on a black horse, signals no snow. To get a front row seat to this St. Martin's Day regalia, we need to head to the middle of the country to an ancient medieval town called Jihlava. In one of the nation's more celebrated parades honoring St. Martin, you will see the streets lined with children holding homemade paper lanterns, singing songs, and welcoming this 4th century Roman cavalryman turned Christian bishop.
So St. Martin came by on a white horse. That means a white Christmas here in Czech Republic. We'll see. We're waiting for the fireworks here in Jihlava. And St. Martin was pretty gracious and threw some chocolate candies at us. So kind of helps out a little bit. But that's not really the big story because it's actually roasted goose and young wine that we're going to be trying to find later on tonight before we leave the town and head back to Prague. But a lot of people here to catch the sight of St. Martin and his knights, and a bunch of angels too. So, a lot of fun.
As November turns to December, the Advent calendar becomes a sort of playbill to the coming attractions of Christmas Eve celebrations, from Olomouc to Liberec, and from Pilsen to Prague. The early part of the month starts with St. Barbara and the cutting off of a cherry tree twig to later bloom in the house, thus foretelling of a future marriage. Several days later, we see St. Ambrose with his nimble feet and quick broom, allowing him to outrun the children wanting candy. By mid-December, St. Lucia walks the dark night, making sure all the homes are being pious at the winter solstice. But the December star of the show is none other than St. Nicholas himself, known in the Czech Republic as Svatý Mikuláš. Yes, this is the one and only good old St. Nick, the historic archetype of Santa Claus. On the eve of St. Nicholas' feast day, on December 5th, Small hamlets and large city squares are occupied by an army of three figures, the Bishop Mikolash, an angel, and the devil. The angel may ask a bewildered child to recite a favorite Christmas tune or poem, reward with candy or a small toy from Mikolash, and it's the devil, however, that acts as the muscle to this group, threatening to kidnap the children if they misbehave during Advent. The lead-up to Christmas is truly part of the magic of the season, but the best is yet to come. Because of the hardships of 2020, many Czechs, as well as many people around the world, are kind of looking back at those nostalgic moments of Christmases gone by. So let's go back 1 year ago to 2019, when I took a tour through Prague during this magical Christmas season. Glad you're with us. We're going to take a tour around most of Prague today and get the sights and sounds of the season, the Yuletide season, as this is probably one of the most popular destinations in all of Europe when it comes to Christmas time celebrations. We're glad you're with us. Enjoy the tour. A visit to Prague's Old Town can be full of window shopping and making that all-important gift list for baby Jesus. Food vendors and shop kiosks draw in hungry customers for that unique taste of the season. Prague has been in full Christmas swing since St. Nicholas Day in early December, and Czechs are ready for all that comes with Advent, leading to the big event, Christmas Eve. Prague is a beautiful place, no matter what the season, but Christmas season, there's something very special about it. And we're actually heading down to the Old Town Square right now to go see some of the sights of the Christmas market that you might see in other places like Germany. There's no better place to get a bird's eye view of the Christmas market than the clock tower in Old Town Square. Back before the COVID pandemic, the lines were huge, and getting up to the top in a wheelchair was not quite an easy feat. But once at the top of the tower, Prague's Christmas magic comes into full, beautiful view.
Okay, we made it actually out here to the top of the tower. It is very thin to get through here, if you can see. The view is really, really nice. So we're going to walk around here, and hopefully the wheelchair can fit through. We'll find out. It's very crowded here on Christmas season, so we'll see if we can keep moving.
As night begins to fall, so does the temperature, yet nothing will dampen the spirits of the thousands of tourists that flock to Prague this Christmas season. As we approach Old Town Square, a familiar sight comes into view, the National Christmas Tree. Each year, the color scheme and light automation change, giving an up-to-date facelift to an old tradition. Yet, old standbys still exist, such as blacksmiths, tree ornament makers, artists, and of course, carp sellers, with their net in hand and ready to serve the most perfect carp for the Christmas Eve feast. Czech Christmas traditions are alive and well in Prague. With just one more day until Christmas Eve, Prague Castle is busy with visitors. Some are welcomed by the changing of the guard at the entrance, full of all the pomp and circumstance, while others take family photos of the nativity scene made out of straw, inviting the young and old to the cathedral entrance. However, no trip to the castle is complete without a visit inside St. Vitus Cathedral. These walls have seen many a Christmas Mass in her day, going back well over 670 years. Inside, you will find relics of saints and works of faith fitting the Christmas season. We head outside behind the cathedral towards a small Christmas market and a large symbolic Christmas tree that has some history.
So right behind me right here is the Christmas tree, the giving tree that we mentioned in our Curious Czech Christmas book that was actually started in Moravia as a way to get more monies to the people that needed them, the homeless, the orphans, things like that. And here in Prague, that started a little later in the early part of the 20th century. But this is the same location where that giving tree is. And as you can see, people are donating and putting money in for children in need this year. And this tree is actually right behind St. Vitus Cathedral. So you can see that behind me right here as well. So they're able to kind of give some of that Christmas spirit here in the issue of donations and helping the needy. As the sun's about to set here in Prague, we're actually going to get ready to go into a twilight presentation of Vivaldi and Mozart. Right behind me is the St. George Basilica. It's one of the oldest constructed areas of worship here in Prague Castle. inside the castle itself. And this is actually where many of the Premlicid royalty is buried, including St. Lumilla, which, if you remember from our podcast, St. Lumilla is the patron saint and also the grandmother of St. Vincislaus Václav. So if you can make those connections there, she's actually buried behind here. But this is one of my guilty little pleasures I do every year here in Prague to kind of get into the Christmas spirit, which is trying to listen to some of the best acoustics in all of Prague Castle when it comes to a quartet or something along those lines where Vivaldi or Mozart's Requiem will be played tonight.
So we made it inside St. George Basilica, getting ready for the quartet to come up here, and we hope you enjoy the music tonight. We're going to step aside for a moment, but when we come back, we'll take a look at Pete's top 5 Czech Christmas traditions. You don't want to miss this, so stay tuned.
It's hard to believe it's almost that time again. The holiday season is right around the corner, and a great way to discover some ancient and not so ancient Christmas traditions is to order your copy of the Curious Czech Christmas Book. Our audio and YouTube audiences from the Bohemian Podcast and Past Access will love this book centered on the Czech and Moravian holiday traditions that have stood the test of time. The Curious Czech Christmas is chock full of Christmas traditions, illustrations, history, and even Czech recipes that can bring home that bohemia feel for this holiday season. If you would like to help out the Bohemian Podcast or Past Access, skate on over to podcastnikshop.com or find the Curious Czech Christmas book on Amazon. Remember, you can order the ebook or softback edition in English on Amazon Marketplace worldwide. Merry Christmas and Veselé Vánoce. The Czechs and Moravians follow tried and true Christmas traditions passed down from their parents and their parents' parents. Some of these Yuletide customs date back hundreds of years. It is a difficult task to only pick the top 5 Czech Christmas traditions, but let's give it a try. Starting off at number 5, it wouldn't be Christmas without some fortune-telling and divination. It's either cutting apples in half to see a star made of seeds, or pouring molten lead into water to see the hardened form of future yet to be. These divination activities are plentiful during Czech Christmas. Next, we have the all-important Czech fairy tales on TV. Long before multinational pay TV platforms and 200 cable station channels, Czechs gathered around the TV set to watch movie adaptations of their favorite fairy tales during Christmas week. 1973's Three Nuts for Cinderella, 1952's The Proud Princess, and the 1958 classic Princesna ze Zlato Hvězdo, better known as The Princess with a Golden Star. All Christmastime favorites still shown today. At number 3, it's the lead up to Christmas Eve dinner and the fasting that may cause hallucinations. That's right, it's the golden pig. You see, it's best not to eat all day long to build up that all-important appetite for the Christmas carp dinner that awaits you in the evening. Once those hunger pangs begin, you have only an hour or two away from seeing that famed golden pig floating across your living room. This tongue-in-cheek tale is told to many a child as to keep them hungry enough to finish their meal before the excitement of gifts. At number 2, as Christmas Eve approaches, street corners are populated by live carp sellers, peddling their fish either as live purchases or freshly cleaned options. The Czechs then take their Christmas Eve meal home for later preparation. This age-old tradition of feeding the populace carp dates back to the medieval era, when protein options were scarce in Bohemia. Come the 24th of December, the smell of fried carp fills the empty streets of every Czech town and hamlet. Dinner is served with fish soup, German potato salad, and of course,
fried carp. But fair warning, be careful not to swallow those tiny carp bones. Before we get to number one, here is an honorable mention that we cannot miss. In order to have a financial success in the new year, you must be sure to save one of the small fish scales from the Christmas Eve dinner and tuck it away deep into your wallet. As long as you have that fish scale in your wallet, you should have some cash coming your way in the new year. Finally, our number one Czech Christmas tradition. Wait, hold it. Spoilers lay ahead here, so if you have any children watching, tell them to leave the room for a moment. Okay, with that said, our number one pick for the best Czech Christmas tradition is the bringing of the Christmas tree and the gifts by baby Jesus himself.
Dear 8-pound, 6-ounce, newborn infant Jesus.
He was a man. He had a beard.
Look, I like the baby version the best. Do you hear me?
That's right. No Santa Claus here. It's the power of baby Jesus that does all the work, minus the reindeer. You see, unlike the States, the Christmas tree is not up all December. It is hiding out on the balcony, wrapped up for a couple of weeks, only to be hurried into the house on Christmas Eve, into the next room. Set up and quietly decorated as gifts are placed under her branches. The door is locked, and the young ones have no idea that baby Jesus has delivered on his promise of a tree and presents. Once the last bite of Christmas carp has been eaten, a neighbor or friend of the family rings the angel bell in the hallway, signaling to the excited children that baby Jesus came. And behold, a Christmas miracle of a beautiful Christmas tree appears. These are the Christmas traditions that bind many a Czech and Moravian together this time of year. And if you're lucky enough to experience it firsthand, these traditions will stay in your memory for years to come.
Christmas time in the Czech Republic is a special time of year, and we're glad that you could be along with us on this journey to take a look at some of these unique traditions. So now you know.
You have been listening to the Bohemican podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dawn, proud members of the Agora Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.